Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
A new season of Survivor means a new season of On Fire, the only official Survivor podcast. Each week, we break down the game like nobody else can, from how the season is built to why the players make the moves they do. It is the ultimate companion to the show. So if you love Survivor, I think you're going to love On Fire. Follow and listen to On Fire with Jeff Probst on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Rena Sargentopoulos goes to her mail or looks at her phone about 2 weeks ago, and very good friends of hers reach out and say, we are having an adult Halloween costume. No kids. But what we're doing is we're setting something else up where your kids are going to be covered. So they will have, this is such a la-di-da Dave Harrigan party, that they will have someone take children, including your lovely daughter, trick-or-treating. So you are not prevented in any way, and work, you don't have to work on Halloween. You are not prevented in any way from going to this Halloween party, and it is a costume Halloween party. Are you in?
You took a long time setting that up, knowing exactly what my answer would be.
I try to come up with as many qualifiers as possible. And if I went with all the qualifiers I know I would have to offer for you, Jason now would be starting the show.
No, probably not.
No scenario.
There's no scenario, but that's a soft to medium hard no for me.
These are friends who you adore, and your schedules haven't matched up, and now it works out. Any chance at all? Okay.
Yes. Okay.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay. When is the last time you went to a Halloween dress up? Costume event.
I don't remember being invited as an adult to a costume party ever.
Never.
No, but wow. I do dress up for my daughter every year. Like,
oh, okay.
I'll dress up with her. Grandma normally makes all the costumes. This is the first year Grandma didn't make the costume, which made Grandma very, very sad.
Oh, I'm sorry.
But Grandma usually makes one for me too. So like the year that Maggie went as a tiger, I got a little tiger outfit too. She went as pizza 1 year.
What did you go as? Did you go as the cutter then? Or
oh my gosh,
oh.
No, she went as a slice of pizza.
Yeah. So do you just match? Like, are you just the identical costume, or are you like matching? Where you go, like, oh, I get it. You two are together.
We would usually do matching, but there's been years where I've got, like, if it was cold out, I bought one of those, like, onesies, like Sully from Monsters, Inc.
Sure.
And I would suit it up in that. I've gone as Mike from Monsters, Inc. too. I don't know why. Apparently,
you're obsessed with Monsters, Inc.
Apparently, it's my, you know, screensaver. All my bedding and decor around the house. Yes. So do you dress up? You do not strike me as a dress up. Or you're that guy who whoever you're dating at the moment, like the two of you have the costume that goes together. Just punch me in the face.
Yeah. We do a lot of dress up all the time, but that's a separate topic.
Hello.
I've attended, I would say, at least a half dozen adult costume parties. It's been a while. I remember one time, God, were we fools in this one, where we were going to a party. This is college. And it's on Halloween. So three of us were going. And we just assumed it was a Halloween party. So we dressed up. That was something typical of the times I'm in college. So go ahead, Abe Lincoln, you know, George Washington crossing the Delaware, you know, something tied to that. And we show up, and it is a big party, Rena Dave. Big party, 200 people. We're the only three individuals in costume. Yes.
Someone was playing a joke on you. How do you have a party on Halloween and not have it be a costume party?
That's a very, very good question. So what do you think we did?
I think you stayed.
We did.
Drank.
Yeah, exactly. We just laughed and had fun. Okay, so do you have the Halloween costume picked out for this year?
I don't. She's going as a Squishmallow. But I don't have anything picked out for me. I would probably just repeat something from the past. I haven't grown that much.
Oh, that may cover multiple areas? Maturity included.
You're feisty today.
Which is why we agree so often. Okay, what do you mean? I'll wear something from another year. Do you have a part of your closet that's got all your Halloween costumes just off to the side?
Everything that Grandma makes, I keep. I don't care what it is. If she made me a doily, I would keep it in a container. I have thrown nothing away that woman has made for me or my daughter.
Be an interesting Halloween costume.
I was going to say.
All the pieces and parts from every year.
Yes, yes.
It's a catch.
You realize Halloween is Friday, right? You might have to.
Don't you feel like it got co-opted by adults at some point? Like,
oh, for sure.
What? Why? And why is it like most people who are normal dressed human beings on Halloween? It's like a license to like be half naked. It's like, but why?
Yeah, Dave and I wonder why that doesn't happen more often.
Yeah, it's a dang shame.
You know, no, the sultry costumes have been around. I mean, what, 30 years now? 20 years?
I don't know.
I was joking before he came on. You could go to a party right now and see sexy Pope Leo. There's nothing that I mean, there's nothing. Okay, so are you working Friday?
I'm off Friday.
Okay.
I'm part of the Halloween bash at school.
Oh, okay. So your school allows kids to wear costumes?
Yes. For the party, which is like 45 minutes long. Then they have to change back into the regular clothes.
Come on. First of all, the schools that won't let kids wear costumes, just take a deep breath. Is that with your family?
That's my kid's school.
Okay,
no Halloween anything.
Really?
No candy, no costumes, nope.
The school she went to before was like that, too. It was like there were zero holidays being celebrated. And it's like, well, you just took the fun out of everything. Thanks.
I know they're so worried about offending someone, and I'm not calling for someone to intentionally or to completely look the other way. But in particular, when we're talking younger kids, like the three girls and the two of your lives who are all young, come on, let them wear a costume. They're not trying to send a derogatory statement to a part of society. They're just trying to participate in some fun.
Do you think perhaps it has, and Dave, I have a question for you too. Is it a socioeconomic thing? Not everyone can afford a costume. Not everyone who has a grandma that makes them a costume. Is it to not have children feel othered? And Dave, does your school even do Valentine's Day or no Valentine's Day?
They can do a little Valentine's Day, but it's split. I mean, the principal has explained it. It's, you know, socioeconomic. You know, some people just can't afford it, and also just cultural.
Yeah. Okay.
Some people, you know, their families just aren't comfortable with Halloween, so let's not.
There you go.
Okay, so I'm really glad you brought that up. And I'm not saying schools have a, you know, they have one room, Rena and Dave, where you walk in and there's just $100 bills, and they're floating in the air like an NBA halftime act. Man, it just seems like we should come up with some way where if the kids don't have something, even if it's a crown, it's a ball cap, it's something so they can participate. And then maybe maybe they'll feel it matches up. But I don't want to.
I don't know.
You think because of that, you just have to not do it?
Yeah, I don't know. I as you know, Chad and Dave, being parents now, the idea of my daughter ever feeling hurt or left out or when she says someone's mean to her, like it literally, like every fiber of my being wants to like explode. I've in my mind been like, I'm going to go to school and punch another 8-year-old in the face. So like, I would not want, if it was my kid, I would just be mortified and I would feel like a failure in life if she was left out of something.
I have a story to share along those lines, and also I want to pick up on a story Dave sent for me today for the three of us and also for texters. When are you too old to trick-or-treat? In your view, what's the age? What's the condition? What else do you want to add that is descriptive or funny? When are you too old to knock on the door and looking for candy? 651-461-9226. You know what you need to be when, let's say, Dave, you have a busy house, right? And you get a lot of trick-or-treaters. And I hope you, is your house normally fairly busy?
Yes. Yes, we are.
You need to be flexible because you probably got a bowl, you got the pumpkin bowl, you got something where you have the candy right by the door.
And you're up and down from the couch, door back, door
That's
back.
That's right. That's right. So purely for Halloween, you could make the argument, this is the time to go to Stretch Lab.
Get ready.
StretchLab.com. Go there and say, I'm going for the Halloween prep stretch. What is Stretch Lab? Stretch Lab's a place that is gaining more and more traction all across the metro area. Dave has one near where he lives. I have multiple where I live. There are double-figure Stretch Lab locations. They will help you with a trained professional. They'll meet you the first time. They'll talk to you. Then they'll bring you over to some of the technology that you have, put you through some stretches, and really see where they think they can help you. Maybe you think it's your hip. It's actually your you think it's your right hip. No, it's your left hamstring or your glutes are tight. They'll help you immensely. For me, 6 years, my son with his physical challenges, help you. It's worth it. Get that 50-minute session. The key to a good quality life is many, many things, including laughs and fun. Also, keeping yourself healthy. Stretching helps a lot. StretchLab.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters, your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
A new season of Survivor means a new season of On Fire, the only official Survivor podcast. Each week, we break down the game like nobody else can, from how the season is built to why the players make the moves they do. It is the ultimate companion to the show. So if you love Survivor, I think you're going to love On Fire. Follow and listen to On Fire with Jeff Probst on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Tell our friend Rena the bumper music theme of the day.
Well, this tune is from Doja Cat, Paint the Town Red. And we are celebrating everything painting today because it would have been the 83rd birthday of Bob Ross.
My goodness.
I'm guessing you have that a lot of Bob stretch. Ross, a lot of Bob Ross all around the house. Is that true?
No, but I would absolutely own one of his if it was
given
financially
you?
Feasible.
Yeah.
It's a happy little bush over there.
Yeah.
Are there...
There are no mistakes. They're happy accidents.
Yeah. Are Bob Rosses expensive?
Yes.
Are they very... Yeah, are they really expensive?
Yes.
Wow. I did not...
They've been trying to, like, sell them off to help fund PBS because of all the money from the government that was taken away.
Wow. At first, I thought you said TDS to help out with Trump derangement syndrome. They're trying to raise some money on that. That would be interesting. Okay. Dave had a question about you and the eight-year-old. Go ahead, Dave.
Well, yeah, you were hypothetically talking about going to school to punch an eight-year-old, and I was wondering if you're dressed in the Sully Monsters, Inc. costume while you do that.
God, that would make it so much more...
That would be way... That would be so good.
Hey, kid!
It's a good way to not identify yourself,
too. Say, you get away easier, too. Right. Yeah.
So, oldest boy is, I don't know, 3 or 4, I'd say, in the Montessori school that he was attending. And he told us multiple times there was a kid picking on him. And I'm not handling this very well. And so we have a fall festival, you know? Which is probably the excuse of the Montessori school. Although at Preethi's Montessori school, Little Flowers Montessori school, the greatest Montessori school on planet Earth. Preethi, I hope you're great. They would have costumes. So we're at the event, and I'm going to just not say anything, but then Hunter goes, that's the kid. Kathleen grabs me and goes, don't. I go, nope. And I go over, and I'm just, it's almost like a mob hit. I'm like looking the other way, and I say to the kid, if you ever pick on my kid again, the two of us are going to have a problem.
I have a special set of skills.
Do you hear me? And the kid goes, yeah. You know, just, you know. So then about 30 minutes later, this Plymouth police officer comes over and says, I got to tell you, I listen to you and Barrero every day. I think you guys have the best show, and I really like watching you, and whether it's you or Kevin Harlan calling the games. I go, hey, thanks very much. He goes, let me introduce you to my kid. It's the same kid.
Oh, no.
It's the same kid. And I'm thinking as he's grabbing the kid, I don't know if I'm getting arrested or I'm going to get beat up by the police officer right here. And the kid just kind of sat there very quiet, and the guy's like, let's say Dave, I forget, why aren't you being more talkative right now? And he goes, he normally talks a lot. And I'm like, well, this kind of happened. So probably wasn't my best moment, you know?
Oh, my gosh. I wonder if he ever told his dad.
Probably not, because I'm still living. I think the maturity level of the child, not the age, talking about who gets to continue to trick or treat. You're too old, texters here at 651-461-9226. You're too old to be trick-or-treating when you're a teen, so 13. Okay, that's a few. Rena Sargentopoulos goes to the door. They get past security. They get past the moat. You answer the door, and you decide this person is too old. How are you determining that?
Well, I would never turn someone away, but...
So if Dave, if Dave and I show up, we're okay?
Sadly, yes. But I would say eighth grade. If you're in high school, it's just stop it. Just stop it with your giant pillowcases. And the kids that come by twice, I have said things to kids that have come by twice. I'd be like, sorry, guys, I'll give you more candy, but like, I see you. Please don't come back again.
Halloween profiler, Dave. That's what I'm hearing. Halloween.
Yeah. I guess she makes the rules.
Yeah.
And if you're cute, if your costume's cute and you're a cute little kid, I give you more candy. There was a kid last year that was dressed up like Santa, and he had little round glasses on. I about ate him myself. I was like, I'm going to squish you up. You're just the freaking cutest. So I just, all the candy. You get all the candy, Santa.
Okay. So let's paint this scenario, Dave. There's one really cute kid, and there are two other kids who Rena determines aren't cute. So the cute kid gets like 10 pieces of candy, and she throws in the toothbrush for these two kids.
Yeah.
5 pennies.
Popcorn bowl, maybe?
Yeah.
5 pennies.
Yeah. Somehow this doesn't surprise me, Dave. Does it you?
No. On point.
They don't make pennies anymore. They're worth something now.
Oh, yeah. They're surging. They're like gold. Everybody needs gold right now. Everybody needs pennies. All right. Enjoy it and get a costume going. It's only in 48 hours.
I'll make it happen, friends.
Thank you.
Have a good one.
Rena, don't go to her house unless you're very cute. That's the policy. Linda's Construction Time Check. It's time for me to stop talking. Time to protect your home with durable GAF asphalt shingles. 50% off installation labor. Do it today.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
A new season of Survivor means a new season of On Fire, the only official Survivor podcast. Each week, we break down the game like nobody else can, from how the season is built to why the players make the moves they do. It is the ultimate companion to the show. So if you love Survivor, I think you're going to love On Fire. Follow and listen to On Fire with Jeff Probst on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.